Welcome to 4 for Friday. I'm Johnny Hill, and this is the podcast designed to fire you up when it comes to creativity and worship. I want to talk to you today about the three keys to finding and fulfilling your calling and your purpose in life. Let's go right into Psalm 37. We're going to look at verses 3, 4, and 5. And here's how it works. Verse 3, trust the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Number one, trust and do good. Trust is simply faith. When I say, man, I've got faith in my wife, what am I saying? I trust him. When you trust God, you will eat the good of the land. And here's the thing. Not only do you have to trust him and do good. Do all things that you put your hands to as unto the Lord who you trust and lean on and rely on. When you trust and do good, God is going to start putting you in a position where what it is that you're doing so well in faith to him is going to become the very thing that feeds you. Number two, let's look at verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The way to find the center of God's call and purpose for your life is to look at the things that delight you. Now, the things that delight you and delight us a lot of the time in life are the things that are distracting. A delight is a distraction. Now, that can be used negatively, but when used in line with trusting God and doing good and diligent work, the things that delight you are at the center of God's purpose for you because he gave you the desires of your heart. See, for me personally, when I need a distraction on a day off, you know what I go and do? I pick up a guitar and I practice. Why? Because what I love and what I delight in is the center of my calling. I don't find it work at all. And even when it's my time off, even when I've invested 60, 70, 80 hours a week in worship, in recording, in doing things like this podcast right now at 11:30 p.m. on a Thursday night, even after all of that time spent, it is still the delight of my life to sit and teach and talk about worship, worship leading, and music. Your delight is going to be at the center of God's desire for your life. And one of the best ways to find that is to go, what's distracting me? When I'm sitting around, what is it that's just constantly on my mind? Number three, verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Roll into repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Here's the third one. Once you know where your delight is, once you have trusted God to do it and you are doing good work, commit. Be committed. Don't quit. Keep going. It doesn't matter if nobody's watching. It doesn't matter if nobody's listening. It doesn't matter if you feel alone. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're the only person that cares enough to do something about it. Commit. Keep going. Regardless of what you think you see, it is God that is going to bring it to pass because he gave you those desires. He put them in your heart to begin with. It is his responsibility, according to verse 5, to see that it comes to pass, and all you've got to do is trust in him, lean on him, rely on him, be confident in him, and do your best. You will succeed. You will see what God has called you to. The purpose and the passion, the reason that he put you on the planet will come to pass. Hey guys, make sure that you connect with us if this is a podcast that you're enjoying. You can find me at Johnny Hale, J-O-N-N-Y, @HALE on all social media and at johnnyhale.com. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please make sure that you leave a rating and a comment. We would love to hear from you and hear what you want to hear coming up on the 4 for Friday podcast. If you don't get the email, make sure that you go to johnnyhale.com and sign up for the 4 for Friday weekly email. We'll see you next time.